China has confirmed its new cargo return capsule operated abnormally during its return to the ground on Wednesday. The flexible and inflatable capsule was launched on Tuesday aboard the country's new large carrier rocket Long March 5B for its first test in space. Experts are now analyzing the relevant data. Over 30 Chinese surveyors on a mission to remeasure the height of Mount Chomolungma have left the base camp for a higher spot. Officials say they will seize the current weather window and attempt for the summit at the optimal time. China has conducted 6 rounds of scaled measurement and scientific research on Mount Chomolungma since 1949. It released the height of the peak twice in 1975 and 2005. The current official height is 8,844.43 meters. A new genetic analysis of the novel coronavirus suggests it's been circulating in people worldwide since late last year. According to CNN, the analysis was compiled by a team led by François Ballou of the University College London Genetics Institute and based on surveys of more than 7,600 patients around the world. The researchers found genetic evidence that supports suspicions the virus was infecting people in Europe, the US, and elsewhere weeks or even months before the first official cases were reported in January and February. They also found evidence of quick spread, but no evidence the virus is becoming more easily transmitted or more likely to cause serious disease. Official data shows the U.S. trade deficit soared over 11% to more than $44 billion in March due to the coronavirus pandemic, registering the largest rise since December 2018. Exports lost 9.6%, were around $188 billion, the lowest since November 2016. Imports fell over 6%, the most in 11 years, to just more than $230 billion. The goods trade deficit with China decreased to a 16-year low of less than $12 billion. Authorities on the Chinese mainland are vowing to erase black terror in Hong Kong. A spokesperson for the Hong Kong and Macau Affairs Office of the State Council made a pledge while condemning acts of a small number of rioters in Hong Kong as a political virus in the city. The spokesperson noted that the black terror is the enemy of the one country, two systems principle and that Hong Kong will never be calm if the black terror is not removed. An industrial report says China's housing market is showing signs of heating up amid the country's efforts to resume economic activities. The report was jointly compiled by online marketplace 58.com and housing information platform Anjike.com. It shows the number of new houses for sale surged 56% month-on-month in April, while the confidence index rose by 1.8% to exceed 102. Nearly half of the survey home buyers think that 2020 is a good time for purchasing houses thanks to the quickened pace of work resumption and various incentives. The Shanghai Disneyland theme park will reopen to the public on May the 11th. This follows the reopening of Disney Town, Wishing Star Park, and Shanghai Disneyland Hotel in early March. During the initial reopening phase, the park will limit attendance and require ticket reservation. While the majority of attractions will resume operation on Monday, some interactive attractions and experiences, such as children play areas and theater shows, will remain closed. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has received a commemorative medal from Russian President Vladimir Putin on the occasion of the 75th anniversary of Russia's victory in World War II. The commemorative medal was conveyed by the Russian ambassador to North Korea's foreign minister.